Hello, people. Welcome back to another video by your good friend, Chad Marco, the Big Aniki. Make sure you guys check out my other social media. Got an Instagram, got a Patreon, got an X. I'm trying to be more active on my other social media, so make sure you guys follow and support me on those. And let's have a good old talk. So, one of the biggest questions that has befuddled the male population as of late is, why is it so damn hard to get a girlfriend? Why is it so difficult to get a girl in the modern dating age? And I see this question pop up quite a bit, you know, in the circles, the online circles that I tend to occupy. And just recently, I saw a thread asking that very question on ADV. And that's kind of what got me thinking about it again. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but I had actually talked about that subject a bit on one of the previous podcasts where I went down or made a list of the different factors that I thought contributed to why it was so difficult to get a girlfriend, or why it's so hard to get a girlfriend. And of course, we talked about things like lookism, right? The way you look, genetics, height, face, and all that, amongst other things. But when I've been thinking about it more, I feel like looking at it from that angle is kind of, I wouldn't say misleading, but I think there's a more important factor that needs to be taken into consideration. Because when you try to come at it from that angle, people will often counter with their own sort of personal anecdotes of various men that they have either seen or known that sort of defy conventional red pill or black pill wisdom as to, you know, who can and can't get girls, right? Because you would think, oh, it's the tall, handsome, pretty boys and shit. But then, oh, I know a short, balding Indian guy. Everybody knows a short, fat Indian bald guy that's fucking supermodels, apparently. I haven't seen him yet, but yo, let me know. But oftentimes, that's the counter, right, to any of the major factors that are presented as what it takes for a man to be attractive to a woman. Somebody will say, well, I know a broke guy that gets bitches. I know an ugly guy. I know a short guy. I know an Asian guy. I know a fat. And look, that's fine. I'm not saying that they don't. Because even myself, even though I've never seen like the no type of like extreme, like, again, short, balding, old Indian dude. But I've seen guys who were like a 4 or 5, date girls who are like a 6 or a 7. I've never seen like extreme attractiveness differences in real life, but in the couples I've seen, but you know, I've seen like subtle ones and shit like that. So, you know, I'm not saying like they're not telling the truth, but I feel like the problem with presenting that as the reason, and certainly that's part of it, is that people are always going to counter with the fact that you can find guys who have that, who have those deficiencies, but still manage to get girls. And that's fine, cool. But I think really the bigger issue when it comes to what makes finding a girlfriend difficult in today's dating market is that they just have so many damn options. You know, because I used to be more so worried about the other angle too, like the whole looks, money, status thing. But the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I think the biggest factor, the biggest issue is really just that women have a seemingly endless amount of male options to choose from. And so just follow me real quick, because just like if you want to understand why it's so difficult, just look at the reality of what a man is facing when he decides, you know what, I want a girlfriend, because then it starts to make sense. And let's look at it like regular dude, regular girl, right? Like 5 for 5 or 6 for 6, something like that. Nothing crazy. So you want to have a girlfriend, and so you got to make some sort of approach or attempt on a girl in order to make that happen. So here's the problem. The second you step to any decent looking girl, her reality is this. One, we have to assume that she's not dating someone right now. So right there, there's a big hurdle because any girl you step to could definitely be dating at that very moment. But let's say she isn't. Let's say when you catch her, she doesn't have a boyfriend. Even if she doesn't have a boyfriend, she is going to have anywhere close to about a dozen male dating options. And I'm being conservative. These are conservative numbers. And we're not even talking or touching social media. I'm talking like real life. I'm talking guys at work. I'm talking guys at school. I'm talking guys at the gym. Her social circle. Where does she go on the weekend? What about at the club? Cold approaches. So any girl that you step to that's decent looking, already you're competing with anywhere close to like 12 different men. Again, conservative numbers. This ain't social media yet. You know, it's like I was in GameStop the other day and they got this new girl working in there. And she's like, I think she's Hispanic, but she got a big fat ass. I mean, whoa, I stare her ass every chance I get. I don't even go in there that much, but when I see her, I just be staring whenever I can. But of course, the thought crosses my mind, oh, ask her out. But the reality is, if I saw that ass, how many other men have gone in there and saw that ass? The guy she worked with, like, without a doubt, again, excluding social media, she already has anywhere close to a dozen, if not more, guys either actively pursuing her that she knows, like, that. And then who are the guys that she has her eye on? Because she's not just sitting there in La La Land. She wants some dick. So she has her eye on someone or several guys. And so if you just look at, like, that situation, right, if I would have tried to talk to her, I'm immediately putting myself in competition with several other guys who already got time in, established connections. She know this one, that one already asked her out and she kind of put him on the shelf. This is what men are facing when they're trying to get a girlfriend, because women are always in the mix. It never turns off for a woman because they are the receivers of approaches and attempts from men. And they have to manage all of that, but it never turns off. It never stops. So when you're trying to get in, the battle is already raging. Like, it's kind of like that. I know you guys remember that movie, Scott Pilgrim. Was it Scott Pilgrim Saved the World or some shit like that? But the whole premise of the movie was that Scott Pilgrim was trying to date some girl, but he had to defeat her 7 ex-boyfriends first. And I guess the only difference here is that, like, you're not necessarily competing with, like, just her exes. You're competing with every guy that's trying to get with her. Also, every guy that she is actively has her eyes on. So it's like women just, they don't exist in this vacuum up until the point where you try to talk to them. Like, they're actively in the game, whether they want to be or not. And you're just you're trying to force yourself into a situation that's already going. And then again, we still haven't touched social media. So then when you throw social media into the situation, right? So you guys know I did my whole Duolicious experiment, right? And so now normally I don't do shit like this. I'm not a catfisher or nothing like that. I just wanted to see. I made a quick female profile with like a random anime avatar or something like that. And didn't even put that much effort into it. And I haven't checked it in a while, but I know that in about, I think like 12 to 16 hours, I got like 11 different messages. And so imagine how many I'll have in 3 days, in a week. And again, I'm not talking to these guys or nothing. I'm just trying to see like what the influx of messages is like from a female perspective. And so again, it's been less than a day. And I already got 11. What happens in 2? What happens in 3? What happens in a week? And this is one social media site. What happens if you're on Duolicious and Tinder and Hinge and Bumble, and those are the ones specific for dating. What about Twitter? What about Instagram? What about Facebook? And so when you look at it, when you combine the options that a woman has in real life and also the options that she has online, I mean, you're easily talking like at least 100, bro. At least 100. And again, conservative. And so when you go in, boom, that's your competition. That's the situation that you have to contend with. And so when people say, well, I know a guy, he's fat, he's short, he got it. I'm not saying all this again to say that that's not possible, but because just what the reality is that every girl is not going to be like completely Chad sexual. And really, quite frankly, there are only so many guys of that tier of attractiveness and qualities to go around. At some point, a lot of women are simply gonna have to settle for an average tier guy, or maybe one of those regular looking guys just has something else going for him. Big ass dick, nice car, nice job, money, right? Personality out the ass, riz out the ass, whatever the case may be. But the thing is, it's like, it's still, the difficult part is still that you have to be selected out of so many fucking guys. You, and look, the guy that gets selected, yeah, he might be the short, bald, and dude, they need to stop doing that line. I know you don't know no goddamn 5'6" Indian bald fat dude. But seriously, like, the guy that gets selected could be less attractive than you at the end of the day, but it's just the fact that he got to her first, or just the stars aligned in such a way. Like, who knows, bro? So I'm not, again, this is like the typical black pill. Oh, you got to look this way. Because I think really when you look at it, if you want to look at like the core factors that make men more attractive on the dating market, like, you could just summarize it as like, okay, the whole looks, money, status, riz thing, these are just traits and aspects that make you more valuable overall and will increase the quality and quantity of dating options that you have. But you still have to be selected at the end of the day. And what we're all facing is that if we ever approach any decent looking chick, which is about a 4 and up, not fat, 4 and up, not fat, we are instantly contending with so many guys. And that's, in my opinion, I think that's really what makes it hard. And then from there, of course, you want to figure out, well, why is it that women just have all these options? Like, is there some type of gender imbalance? Like, are there just so many more men than women? And I don't have the math or the statistics for that. You know, I've seen some people speculate that these statistics, like the official statistics on like the ratio of men and women in first world countries like America is false. I've heard some people like speculate that like that could be the case, that there are way more men than women, but they don't want, like, there's some conspiracy, like they don't want us to know. I'm not gonna go there, but I know for sure in places like China, where they practice a one child policy for quite a while, and during that time there was a preference for men or boys. Now you have a situation where you have many more men than women on the active dating market, and that's given women a lot more leverage. And we were looking into this a bit on one of the previous streams, where they have these women in China who are able to demand ridiculous dowries or money just to get married. And that's because of the gender imbalance, where there are so many more men than women that women have all the power and the leverage over there in China when it comes to, you know, arranging marriages and whatnot. And then, you know, one factor I can kind of just throw out that I've been kind of thinking about, and we all know we have like this mass immigration going on in various countries, and we all know that most of the people coming over are men. You know, that can make things more difficult. Like these guys, they're not coming over here just to work. They trying to fuck too. So these guys coming over, like, that's more competition. That's more competition for the women that are already here. And I'm just throwing it out as a possibility. Again, I don't know exactly what the male to female ratio is, because that's so complicated. It differs from state to state, county to county, country to country. But I think that that figuring that out would kind of give us some insight as to why things are the way they are. Because it's really ridiculous when you think about it. Like, I get that by default, women just have more value than men on the dating market. But like, what the shit we're seeing though, like just with how like mid chicks, like the amount of attention and dating options that a mid chick gets compared to like even like a regular guy, it's just, it's crazy, bro. Like, it's so ridiculous. And I think, you know, if I had to point to anything as to being like why it's so hard to get a girlfriend, I think that's the hardest part, bro. Because every attempt you make, every approach you make on a girl, you're competing with so many guys already. And I think it's, now this probably is different now because of how younger people have early access to social media. But it kind of reminds me of how I've seen some people say, like, if you want a good wife, you gotta start in high school. Like, you gotta start trying to get girls in high school and college, because after that it's gonna get so much worse. And I think the reason why it would be easiest in high school and college is that in high school, that's kind of before women have full access to the dating options, because at that point they're probably not able to drive, they're not as free or mobile to come and go as they please. So their dating options are probably a little bit more limited. And then when you go to college, the male to female ratio is oftentimes skewed in favor of women. Well, or they're going to be a lot more women in a college environment than men. And so that, I think that's another reason why, you know, that's one of the best times or places to try to get a girlfriend. But after that, oh my God, then it's really on. You know. And I think the last point I'll make on this is just it kind of falls in line with the advice that men on the outside of the dating world trying to get in are oftentimes given, which is just make approach after approach after approach after approach. Or people might say it's a numbers game. And in a lot of ways, it really is. You know, assuming all other things about you are average or, you know, relatively so, it's just going to be a numbers game, because every girl you ask out is almost like rolling. You ever seen those D&D dice? Like, you got the 20-sided dice, six, like it's almost like rolling a bunch of like Dungeons and Dragons dice and trying to get a specific number, and you got to just keep rolling, right? Like, you rolling like three or four different dice and you hoping that you get, it comes up to 25 out of 100 or something like that. Like, that's pretty much what you're doing when you're trying to get a girlfriend as a guy. You're rolling like 100-sided dice or some shit like that. But I hope you guys enjoyed the video, and I will see you on the next. So, Johnny.